Okay, so sorry for this, and welcome everyone to the PlugFest. So today, I would like to update the test suite development status from the SMB2. Actually, it's combined with the MS3. So later, Justin here will give us a very quick demo on the configure how to run that, because the current test suite combines the features of SMB2 and SMB3. But I know some partners only implement some such as SMB2. So that config tool will help us to choose the correct test case to run. Okay, let's go into the inspection. So I basically want to introduce into two parts or three parts. The first part, I would like to introduce what are the features we covered in the test suite. So we will, after that, we will talk about how do we design the test suite to test the SMB features. Last, we will give a quick demo on how to config and run the test suite. Absolutely, if you have interest in the test suites, you can ask us and bring this test suite or environment back to your office and test it. Okay. So as you know, a few years ago, we have a first version of the SMB2 test suite that is very old. So in recent years, our team refined the SMB2 test suite with some new model-based testing methodology. So what feature we covered for the SMB2, we can see the following features are included in the new test suite. Okay, for example, negotiate session setup, to connect and quick close, some basic features. So also these kinds of test cases are grouped in the test suite. You can choose which test suite you want to run against your implementation or Windows implementation. By the way, this test suite also covered the three dialects introduced in SMB2 protocols. So you also can, some of the features maybe do not apply to SMB2.0.0.2. So you can choose what kind of test case you can run. If you have the full implementation to the SMB2 protocols, you can run all of them. If you just implement some of the dialects or some of the features, you can choose what you want to run. So in this version of test suite, we firstly developed some traditional test cases. Traditional test cases, that means we write the C# code here by manually, and we design some scenarios. So these kinds of traditional test cases covered the most important functionality or mainstream scenarios of the SMB2. On the other hand, we just have limited number of test cases to cover that. So you can run quickly to quickly identify the environment. The environment means the maximum test suites and your implementation. Identify the environment connectivity or basic functionality. And also, the traditional test has a well-defined login so that you can easily define what happened in the failures. On the other hand, we have many model-based test cases generated by 13 small models. The 13 small models, as we defined here in this page, right? We have many features here. We also define one small model for each of the features here so that we have a better coverage for the detailed features. Okay, let's come. Okay. So in the model-based test cases here, all the small models generate about 2,700 test cases, which cover some details of the SMB2 features here. So in later part, I will have a quick demo to show where is the traditional test cases and where is the small models and how to choose test cases, talk about here. in this page, I would like to introduce the TestSuite component. Actually, this component actually applies to almost all the TestSuite. So just for refresh you. So first, we have the test cases. And the test cases will call the TestSuite library. Actually, the library is designed to encapsulate some message and send it on the web. And we also have another part is SUT control adapter. SUT control adapter is used to query SUT state or set the SUT state, such as we need to query, or we need to create a folder on SUT so that our test kit can run against the SHA folder. So that kind of part, we use the SUT control adapter. So these three modules is a synthetic client, is our test suite. Our test will install on the test driver computer. On the other hand, we have a SMB2 server. This part is SUT. SUT means system under test. This part also can be replaced by your implementation. What we need to do is just need to configure the SUT and update the config file in our test driver computer. We also will show that in later demo part. So the two computers will be connected by the TCP connections. So do not rely on any other Windows APIs. So okay, this is a simple test environment topology. As we know, the SMB3 introduced some new features, such as failover, something like that. I know some of our partners just implemented some basic features of the SMB3, but they still want to run the test suite. So in this time, we separate the test environment into two environments. One environment is very simple, just like this way. We have a domain controller if you want to run the test suite in the domain environment. We also have a client computer here. We have a SUT computer here. This is very simple. If you want to run the cluster-based failover environment later, Able will introduce that complex environment to you. Okay. So we have the DC here. We have a test driver here. And this is the SUT part. So if this is a Windows environment, right? If you want to run against your implementation, what you need to do is just replace the SUT with your implementation. So we have introduced the features we tested in the test suite. We also introduced what's a component of the test suite. So far, do you have any questions about the topics? Okay, so let's move on to the details of the test suite. First, we will see what's the detailed information of the test suite if we install that in the test drive computer. Or if you want to run the test suite against your implementation, where to find the test artifacts. This screenshot shows the files we installed on the drive computer. We can see we have the test binary, we have the batch file to run the test suite. We also have the documentations. We also have the source code for the test suite. Okay, so that you can make any modification based on current test suite and extend that based on your requirement. If you want to add more test cases, you can do that based on current source code. All of this you can bring back home. Here we have two important folders. The first one is the binary folder. Binary folder hosts the files compared from the source code so that you can just use a batch file to run the test suite. The second folder is the source, including the C# source code. You can open that by Visual Studio. You also can run the test suite through the source code. You also can run the test case through the binary folder. So we have two approaches to run the test suite. Okay, we will show that later, how to run that. Here, I would like to introduce the source code structure in case you want to debugging, or you want to add more test cases, or you want to understand how we organize the test artifacts here. So this screenshot contains all the source projects in the test suite. We can see there is a folder. That means the pod SDK. Actually, that's the SDK part of the test suite. It contains many infrastructure protocols, and the, for example, the transport layer, or for example, the authentication. But we can see that in when I open this with studio later in the demo part. Okay, the second one is the solution items. This item contains the VSMDI, that is a test suite test cases list. Okay, we will open that to run test cases through by double click the solution items. The next one is the common libraries. For example, you can see we have a lot of protocols involved in this test suite. For example, DFSC, FSRVP, SMB2. So they will share some common code. We have put the common code into the common adapter or common test suite. Next one is SMB2 traditional test cases, and the next one is SMB2 model-based test cases here. Okay, so after we, yes, please.
I guess I'll have to repeat the question. What version of, what's the minimum required version of Windows to run these tests?
This test suite. Actually, all of the test suite is OS independent. That means we do not rely on any Windows API. So our test suite can independently run on the Windows and against your implementation. So far, I don't see any constraints on the test driver operating system. If you have, the dependency is VStudio. If you can install VStudio 2010, you can run the test cases.
Okay.
I didn't test it in the XP, but I think it can run 7? XP. Yeah, Windows 7 is okay. We tested that, sure.
Okay.
Windows 7, Windows 8, because this kind of, we have a synthetic client, right? So the test suite itself does not depend on any Windows features. We encapsulate a package. We send the package to the GCP. So.
And when you use the command line interface.
Yes.
Do you need Visual Studio for that?
Not need the Visual Studio, but need the MS test. So the question is, when we run the test suite in the command line, do we need the Visual Studio installed? The answer is, no. We just need the MS test, and the command line will kick off the MS test. Is a command, is a .exe, you can run test suite. That's it.
Okay, so we don't need Visual Studio, and you have run this at least on Windows 7.
Yes.
As far back as Windows 7. Okay.
Yes. Okay, by the way, the Visual Studio, you can download from the MSDN with 12 version, right? You can also use that. There's a free version you can use for some, maybe 19 days, something like that. Okay. Okay, by the way, the configuration file, you can see, okay, we can open in the Visual Studio. You also can open in Notepad. It's a plain text file, so. Okay, this is a config file. Actually, the config file, for basically, if you want to run the basic scenarios against your implementation, there are three places you need to pay attention to that. So, the first one is a common test suite. So under the common test suite dot deployment dot pdf config, under the common test suite folder, so does the SMB2 and the SMB2 model. Okay, so next question should be, if I want to use this test suite run against my implementation, what kind of files I need to update? Okay, here are some examples. Okay, the first one, you need to update the SUT computer name. So currently, the default value is node 01. If I have a Linux machine or a sample machine or something like that, implementation has .sut01, you just need to update the computer here. And so does the IP address. If you, the third one is a domain name. We just use the control.com by default. OK, if you test environment didn't have a domain, that means you just want to run the test suite in a workgroup environment. You just place this value, the domain name value, as empty. Okay, as empty. So next, so next one is a username, administrator, or root, something like that. If you create the username in your environment, you just need to update here. So next one is SMB2 server test suite deployment config file. This is a SUT alternative IP address. This is used to test the SMB3 multiple channel. Okay, if you implement the NAS for that, you don't need to update this one. Any questions? Okay. So next step looks like, okay, so complicated configuration, right? So many SMB3 features, maybe I support some of them, but I don't know what kinds of test cases I need to choose to run, right? Also, the configuration file is plain text, and it's hard to know which item I need to change. So here, we have a prototype tool to help you easily config what kinds of config items need to be changed, and what kinds of test cases can be chosen. So here, I would like to ask your feedback. Okay, so we can improve that in the following events. So here, the first one, you can see the config unity can do the following tasks. The first one, the config file will automatically detect your implementation's capability. For example, what kinds of dialect you're supported. And the second one is config value population. The second one means the config file, this tool can load the PDF config file based on the values detected from your SUT and update the PDF config file automatically. Okay, so that makes the config step more easier than before. The third one is after I get so much information and I get the value changed in the PDF config file, so the test tool have a suggested test list for you. You can run that based on the information against your implementation. So this tool will generate a test case list for information. You can run that against your implementation. Okay, here, so how does it work? How does it work? So if you install the history the MSI, or you have the virtual machine package exported and bring back, you will find in the desktop there is an exe, you can launch the tool. After you launch the tool will ask where is the source code located. So basically, we can locate the folder to the file sharing server endpoint. So you can browse the source folder if you didn't install it to the default location of the C class, of the C drive. After that, okay, you will click the launch. So here is the tool. So in this tool, you can update the SUT name, domain name, username, password, and the authentication method you want to run the test suite. Also, there are some IO console code listed here and support query context listed here. You can choose that, okay, what kinds of options I support and what kinds of I do not support here. After this, you can click the detect SUT. After detect the SUT, so we can, this tool can open the PDF config file and make some changes to the default values. For example, we can see the DFS capable, something like that. Some value, the highlight one has been changed by the tool just for your attention here. So if you confirm the changes here, or you complete the menu configuration in the table, you can just save the configuration file. So here we can see this tool will automatically detect the folders shared by your, yes, please.
I think I wasn't paying attention. Where is this configuration utility located?
in the desktop, there is a shortcut. We can come back.
There it is.
Right,
keep going.
So the question is, where is the EXE tool here in the desktop? Okay. So after you confirm everything here, you can just click the generate list, and in the VStudio here, a new test list has been added to the list of tests here. You can just check this list and right-click and run the checked test cases. Okay, so here I would like to give a quick introduction how to run test cases. The first approach is run the test cases through the command line here. This kind of command line also placed on the desktop of the test driver computer after you install the test suite MSI. And the second approach is open the VStudio. Right, we also have a shortcut on desktop, open the VStudio here, and then open the VSMDI file in the right part, and you can see we have a lot of test cases here. You can check the test case you want to run and right click to run the checked test cases here. So I would like to give a quick demo how to run the test cases and introduce where the files. First, my laptop has been configured, and two virtual machines are installed in here. The first one is a drive computer, the second one is a Windows SUT. You can replace this one as your with your implementation. So let me open this one here. Okay. First, when you launch the test driver virtual machine, you will find a lot of shortcuts has been based on the desktop. We can see this configuration tool. We can see the folder. We can see the user guide. Okay. And we also can see some shortcut here to run the test cases by command line. So this command line will invoke MS test as I just talked about. Okay, so the first, I would like to introduce what files under this folder. We have the batch file. So this batch file contains different command line file for that. So such as run all test cases, or you just run BVT test cases. BVT test cases is a small set of test cases developed by traditional test approach. This is used to quickly identify the environment problems, such as, okay, after I configured the environment, I found the IP address or something is wrong. So you can run this BVT test cases first to detect such a problem before you run all of them, because run all the test cases will consume about 2 or 3 hours. So you can identify the problem first and fix that before you run all the test cases and come back home. So this is a batch folder, and this is a binary folder. So compared from the source code here, so I would like to introduce the configuration files. Right, this is a common configuration files. So let's open through Notepad. So okay, sorry, not this one. I should. Okay, pay attention to. There are two files here. One has a deployment here, and another one does not have that. So what we need to do is change this file. Okay, so you need to change your SUT name. You need to change the IP address. Okay, domain name and the password like that. Something, if you support multiple channel, so you need to input the client IP address here so that we can, the test cases will establish multiple channels connected to your server. Okay, so this is a config file here. And this folder contains all the documentations. The technical documentation here also has the test design spec. That this documentation describes all the test cases here and what's the scenario, what's the meaning, why we design that. You can find the information from this documentation. And this one is a user guide. User guide means if you want to set up a Windows-based environment step by step, you can follow this guide. This guide is very huge, about 100 pages, but almost then contains a screenshot captured from the Windows. Yes, please. Which one? The first screen. A full screen. Okay. let's sort for that. So, yeah, this is VM. Hopefully, how about this one? It's bigger, right? This bigger?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's open this folder. Okay, I just clear this folder and see. I'm not sure. Plus, okay. So just talking about the batch folder here, and I also talk about the binary folder here. In this folder, I just open the PDF config file to update some configuration items. And this folder is a documentation. We have the test design spec and the user guide. If you found the user guide here, you can this user guide tell you how to. Okay. How to configure the Windows-based environment step by step. Okay. So we can see a lot of information how to configure each of them. So how to configure the DC and how to enable the features step by step. So there are many screenshots, very detailed. You can follow that step by step, configure Windows-based environment. So let me open and close this. So come back to the app layer. So this is the source code. Okay. So all the test code, source code file are located in this folder here. Okay, so let me open this by double click this solution file. So you will open the test suite here. So I'm sorry the font is very small. So I try to enlarge it. So here. Okay, so. But double click this one, you will get the test list file just like this. Oh, it's quite slow. Okay. So you can see we have a lot of test cases listed in this page. So first, we can see there is a this is for FSRVP. Abel will talk about this test suite later, and this is for the SMB2. In SMB2, there are two subfolders. Some subfolders. This first one is BVT. BVT contains some categorized by the SMB2 dialects. So this is for SMB3. Just have very limited number of test cases. You can run them very quickly to identify the environment issues, or if you want to run more test cases, you can see here, for example, signing, right? We have another test cases. What was then generated by the model-based test cases? So this is a test solution. In this part, we can see all the source code here. So this is a common adapter, and this is a common test suite. Especially, I would like to talk about the that this is for failover. So this. Yeah, this is a model stuff. This is a traditional stuff. You can see the traditional test case here. We have the we have some BVT level test cases for each of the feature. Okay, so here the last I would like to demo how to run the test suite after we made the configurations. The first one, you can double click the shortcut placed on the desktop. This is what is for working group for BVT test cases. So we just double click, and this will invoke MS test to run the test cases here. Okay, the warning tell us we have excluded some test cases. Just ignore that. So here we can see the test cases is running. Right, there's a result. There is the detailed information. Such as this login produced by the test suite. For example, what kind of packet is sent and what kind the package received from the SUT.
Okay, so by the way, the test results, if you run the test suite by the script, the test results will be placed to this folder, right? There is a test result, okay. So certainly, absolutely, you can, when you run the test cases, you can open Lemon or Messaging Analyzer to capture the traffic for your analysis. If you find some finger, you want to see the what happened on the well, you can open the MA or Lemon to observe, to capture the traffic for your debugging.
Okay. So I just talk about the login can be found here. So this kind of file can be opened by VStudio. You just need to double click that. You just need to double click that. Okay. So we can see there are some test cases. 38 passed and one failed. So we can identify which one failed here, right? It has been checked automatically. We can right click and view test result details. Okay, here is the login. This one is about in the file level chain. It's not expected to success because it does not support here. Okay, you can see many information from the login file here. But this file suggests you open by VStudio. It's recognized by VStudio. Don't open that from Notepad. Okay, so this result is generated by previous run. So current run is still ongoing here. So we can see many test cases passed, and this is the result. And this test case will consume longer time. Yeah, we can see this same one failed here because of the file level chain here. Yeah, I'll control code file level chain. Okay, so let's skip this one. Yeah, we don't want to wait for them to complete. Oh, so open this and open this. Okay, here. If you want to run the test case by VStudio, you just need to double click this one, and you can check a test case here, and right click, run the check test cases. Right. So in the same way, the test case will run in from the VStudio, and the result will be displayed on the right down corner of the VStudio view. So you also can open the VStudios here. For example, we will test the results here. And you also can open the source code, open the test case source code here. So that is these test cases. If you want to debug, you just install breakpoint here by press F9. And so if you want to run it again or debugging, you just check this one and click the debugging here. So the test suite will run the test step by step. You can see what happened in the source code level, and you will identify there's some variables. For example, the SUT lane, what we used here is a node 01. Okay, so I think that's all for the demo. And so far, do you have any questions? Yes, please.
What are the requirements on the, it looks like you're running Windows 8 there, right?
Yeah, this is the Windows 8.
Does this also run on Windows 7 VMs?
Yes. Yes, sure. So this test suite is a synthetic client that not depends on Windows API so that you can run Windows 7 or Windows 8.
It looks like some of your scenarios launch multiple clients, for example, to test leases.
Yeah.
Do any, I mean, as we had this talk yesterday on NFS, do any of them launch NFS and SMB at the same time to check for cross-protocol errors?
For cluster protocol?
Cross-protocol. When you have NFS mounting,
NFS.
And you have your Samba mounting, things like leases, because they both grant leases, and testing that?
Yeah. So far, we don't support that yet, against NFS or other protocols. We just tested the run against SMB SUTs. Okay, we can discuss this offline if you have more questions about how to run the test case and the capabilities.
Questions?
Okay, thank you so much.
Great. Thank you, Simon. Let's get set up for, we're going to have one more session for FSRVP and the remainder of our SMP. So you're asking how to get a hold of the test suite? So the current test suites are available at our the link we showed yesterday, Microsoft.com protocols, where we have all of our applied interop and test tool resources on Connect. Those are from last year. So this test suite is not posted yet. Depending on resources and timing, we will post that. You can have this today, though, as a private. We're going to put it on Tarun's putting it on a share, so you can get the MSI or the VM that you need. Was Jerry, were you going to ask a question? Okay, well, let's take a couple minutes break, and so we can finish the rest of the SMB3 protocol family test suite presentation. Thanks. Yeah.
It takes you to the down here.
Yep.
For message analyzer.
And they're all together.
All I see is message analyzer.
Did you join?
I think that's why I didn't ask out.
Yeah, I'll sync up with you later
because
there's all of our tools are up in that Connect site, but it is the old set.
Well, I mean that's fine. Our problem is it's always been verification, a validation, verification part. You have, like, we get tripped up except one bit.
Well, that's one of the reasons that I'm showing. Showing.
What's it put on? No, it's just something. Oh, you left. Don't forget it. When you turn it on? Okay, a couple of seconds.
We'll
test. Okay.
So you can, don't have to hold it. It's to your
okay.
Don't forget.
Okay. Let's go ahead and I'd like to introduce Abel Hugh, who is also from our test suite development team. Thank you, Abel.
Hi, I'm Abel. I also come from Windows Server Interop and Tools team. This session, I will introduce you our test suite for SMB2 and 3 cluster scenarios and FSP, SWN. First, I will introduce our test components, topology, scenarios. Simon has introduced some components for the web group just for SMB2 and 3 basic functionality. And I will introduce for the our cluster environment. And second, I will introduce our test suite structure and how to work with our test suite for the interact with the interactive adapters. This is the interactive adapter can show you how to disable or enable the server node to simulate the server failover. This is SUT. Simon has introduced the SUT, include the SMB server. But now I will introduce this SUTs, including SMB server, SWN witness server, and the FSIP server. And this is our synthetic command. Our command is just one command for all file-sharing family test suites. Through TCP, our commands can send the request to the SUT and receive the response and check the response is okay or fail. And this is our environment. This is for the cluster environment. You can see the DC is here. For Windows, if you want to create a cluster, you need a DC. But for your implementation, maybe you need a DC. But if you want to test the signing test case, you need a DC and join your server to the domain. And this is our test driver. This is our client. We installed all our test suites on this server. For some partners, you have exported the VMs for the test driver and the DC, and you can import the VMs into your host machine and test on your environment. And this is system and test for Windows, and this is storage for Windows. You can replace system and test and the storage with your implementation. Any questions so far? Okay, let's move to the scenarios. For SMB 23, a new feature, persist handle, is introduced to the SMB 23 for the cluster. As you know, if one node fails, the handle can be moved to the new node and provide the capability for the clients. And all states on the fast node will not be lost. And you can reconnect the persist handle and open the handle and continue to handle the other functionality. If you, but for the SME 23 specification, we just test the basic persist handles for the our test suite, because we only create the persist handle on server and may simulate the failover and reconnect to the persist handle. If the server returns OK, we just let the case pass, because we cannot know in the internal state of the server. For MSSWN, this is a new protocol in Windows 2012. Because there are four simple interfaces in SSWN, we split the scenario to three scenarios. One is the SSWN get interface list. We will test the interface get interface list by disable the node. If the server has no available nodes for the witness, the server should block the get interface list. We will test this. And if the server has an available node for the witness, the server should return the response immediately. We also test this. For the registration, we test the register and unregister interfaces. We will test to register valid interface or invalid interface. For async notification, we test the server can send the resource states to the client if the server resource is available or unavailable. For FSRVP, we test some basic call sequence for the FSRVP. Assure the server can create a VS schedule copy for the remote share. And we also test the valid context for this context. This context comes from the specification. And also, we set the invalid context to test the server's response. Last, we test the abort shadow copy set to test the server's response in different states. The server can handle it, or maybe the server can return an error code. Any questions so far? Okay, let's move to the next. The test suite structure. This is same as Simon said. Has all the fault under the fashion server endpoint. The fast folder is the batch file to run test case. We can skip this file. And the bin binary, this is the binary, and Simon has said that I can skip it. For source code structure of the for the SWN server cluster and FSP, this is a Windows SE2 controller. We test against Windows by disable or enable class node with this control adapter. If you want to test the, against your server, you need to our interactive adapter. I can show you how to work with the interactive adapter later. This is the interface for the SUT control adapter. This is for FFP class. The test case is under the file sharing server firmware test suite FSIP. And this is for SWN, and all of this for the cluster test cases. And FSP server test suite, this is for those cases is, which can run on the non-cluster environment. If you have a cluster environment, you can test our FSP cases against your cluster environment under the file sharing server firmware test suite. This is our configure for the cluster environment. You can find it and open it and edit. I'll show you. This simple, this is samples for the cluster environment. You can change the cluster name, the cluster node, and like such as the failover timeout. Our case will wait for more than 300 seconds. This is important for you running our test suite against your cluster environment. You can find the you can find the PTOS configure in the file sharing server failover test suite. And you need to change the adapter to the interactive adapters. When the test case need to disable or enable the node to simulate the failover, a window will pop up. You can set the venue just by following the hints here in the help message. This message shows you how you should disable your node to simulate the failover. Okay, this is introduced by Sam, so I can skip it. And I can quickly show you a demo.
Any question?
So far? Okay, I can show you the demo. This is for the cluster environment. By default, the Windows, the SUT control adapter for Windows is enabled, and this for the SUT interactive adapter is comment. So you need to comment this line and uncomment this line. Oh, sorry, I need to. Close window. And okay. Okay. By default, the PowerShell for the Windows adapter is enabled. So you need to comment this line and uncomment this line, and you can update the config. In this file, you can update your cluster flash server name and the cluster share for your environment. And you can double click this file and select some server failover cases. You can see this is for server failover cases. You can filter by click this column, you can select the class name. You can all cases will be categorized by the class name. We can select one basic failover case and write to show you how to work with the interaction adapter. And select the case, and we click here to run the case. Okay, our window is popped up. We can show you. This tell you to enable a specific class node. Before the case is run, you need to prepare the environment. You need to make sure the class node is running. So just we can see here. You can see both node 01 and 02 are running. So we just need to set the return value to true. And you can click the continue button to continue. Okay, this is make sure that node 02. We just set the return value to true. Continue. Okay, this is for Windows. We need to make sure that after we enable the class node and the status of the node is running, so we need to set this to the running. This is for the node 02. Okay, you can hear we need to get the owner node. Our test case will connect to the owner node and simulate to the owner node's file. After we the test case gets the owner node, the command will connect to the owner node at fast and then disable the owner node to simulate to the failover and connect to the new owner node after the failover. We can see the owner node here for the vendor. You can see the rows. The current owner node is 02. So we need to set the value is node 02. First, scale out FastServer. We can say is also node 02. So we just set the value to 02. Okay, we have this is another. Just set the value to 02. Okay. Currently, the class test case has connect to the owner node, so we need to simulate the failover. So we need to disable the owner node. For Windows, we just stop the class service on the node 02 to simulate the server failover. We can stop the class service, stop it. You can see here the node 02 is done. Plus need some time to change the owner node. We can return the value is true and make sure the node is changed to 01 later. Okay, the test case will ask you which is the new owner node for the cluster. Just wait for One moment. Okay, you can see here the old node has changed to the node 0 to 1. So we can set the value to the old string. Sorry, I will reconnect. We set the new owner node is node 0, 1 and continue. You can see here the test case connect to the new owner node and create precedent. Oops. Since failure because of the network issue. Let's close it. Just show you how to work with the interactive to adapter. Is there any questions? Okay.
What statistic information we will get after this test? Statistic information. What information we will get? Success, fail?
Success, failure, you can see the result here. If the case passed, you can see the result is passed, should pass. But if the case is failed, you can show the case failed.
Anything additional?
But for this case, I just abort the case, so the result is shown as error. A detailed, okay? But I'm not sure if I can show the details because I aborted the test cases. And we can, if you abort the test cases, you can find the test logs here. And how sure? Okay. Let's find the test result first. Okay. We can find the test result here. This is the case we run. This is the out order this test log, we can open the logs here. You can see the logs here. Create the test case connect to the owner node. There, I think is there node 0, 2 here, and create a file. This is a persistent handle, and after this, we will disable the class service on node 0, 2. And we will try to get the new owner node and reconnect. This is the new owner node. For the general file system, file server, the IP address will not be changed. And the client will connect to the new owner node, node 0, 1. Yeah, this is not.
Okay. Well, thank you, Abel.
Oh, thank
really
you.
Appreciate it. And also do refer to, go ahead.